Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking guru. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. We're diving into something super juicy today, embracing your true self with authenticity. Ever feel like you're playing a role? Like there's this image you're trying to project that doesn't quite feel like you? Yeah, me too. We're bombarded with messages about who we should be, what we should look like, how we should act. It's exhausting, right? But here's the deal. True happiness and fulfillment come from being genuine, from owning your quirks, your passions, and even your imperfections. It's a journey, not a destination, and I'm here to guide you through it with some real talk and actionable steps. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of authenticity. Number 1. Recognize those inner voices. Think about all those little whispers in your head, the ones that tell you what to do, how to act, who to be around. Are they encouraging, supportive, or are they critical, judgmental, and holding you back from shining your light? Learning to identify these voices is the first step in silencing the negativity and amplifying the truth about who you are. Remember, you're way cooler than those self-doubts. You know that feeling when someone tries to box you in, tell you who you should be? It's like a bad costume, it just doesn't fit right. Number 2. Unleash your passions. What lights you up? What gets you fired up? What activities make time fly by? Don't be afraid to dive into those things with gusto. Whether it's painting, writing, hiking, or even collecting antique spoons. No judgment here. Pursuing your passions is a powerful way to connect with your authentic self. It's like finding your tribe, the people who get you and celebrate what makes you unique. Number 3. Embrace imperfection. Nobody's perfect. And honestly, striving for perfection is just setting yourself up for disappointment. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and that's okay. Those imperfections are what make you human, what make you relatable, and what give your story depth. Think of it this way. A perfectly smooth surface can be boring, but a surface with texture and character is way more interesting, right? Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be kind to a good friend. Treat yourself with understanding and forgiveness, especially when things don't go as planned. Remember, setbacks are opportunities for growth, not failures. You know that feeling when someone trips and stumbles? We usually rush to offer help and encouragement. Well, extend that same kindness to yourself. Number 5. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves, try new things, and push our boundaries. It might feel scary at first, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll discover hidden talents, build confidence, and ultimately become a more authentic version of yourself. Think about that time you finally tried something you were nervous about. Maybe taking a dance class or speaking up in a meeting. Remember how good it felt to step outside your comfort zone? That's the power of authenticity. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at a party, surrounded by people you barely know. You feel that familiar pang of anxiety, wanting to fit in, to say the right things, to seem interesting. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You focus on connecting with the people around you, sharing genuine stories, and letting your true personality shine through. You laugh, you listen, you be yourself, without trying to impress anyone. And guess what? People are drawn to your authenticity. They see you as confident, interesting, and real. That's the magic of embracing your true self. So, remember, recognizing those inner voices, unleashing your passions, embracing imperfection, practicing self-compassion, and stepping outside your comfort zone will help you unlock the power of authenticity. You are amazing, you are unique, and the world needs your genuine brilliance. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about their own awesomeness. And if you enjoyed what we talked about today, leave a review. It helps other people discover the power of quiet confidence. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Overthinking Cure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.